Work will begin later this year on the first of two large-scale data centres in Arklow in County Wicklow. The centres will create 715 permanent jobs and 2,600 roles during construction. Our economics editor David Murphy spoke to Niall Molloy, who's the chief executive officer of Echelon, which is developing the data centres.
Yes, the idea is this is the standard for new data centre campuses going forward. We provide grid support in the form of backup generation, in the form of large-scale batteries, and in the form of biogas and renewable production. And the idea is that those support the renewable industry, they provide the business case for the underlying renewable energy that we consume, and importantly, it also provides regional development in the area.
We can go now to Arklow and to our economics editor, David Murphy. David, this is a big announcement and I know it will be welcomed by many, but data centres can be controversial because just of the amount of energy they consume.
Indeed they can. So what happened was that the government put in a new policy around data centres, and what this company is doing specifically is that it has got significant power generation itself. Now, some of that is going to be from gas and the rest of it will be from renewables, including solar. There will be battery storage and biomethane, but ultimately it will connect to the planned offshore wind farm off the coast of Arklow. So I think that the company itself is saying that it's going to have significant renewables. I have spoken to Friends of the Earth about this project and they do point out that it is using gas and obviously gas does contribute to our emissions.
David, will you stay with us? Because meanwhile, the Taoiseach was also in Arklow this morning. He was opening a new wastewater treatment plant in the town and he spoke to reporters there.
I think it's an exceptional facility that will mean an enormous amount in terms of the economic development of this region and the town of Arklow, of course, in terms of economy, in terms of housing, but also in terms of recreation and amenity and the quality of water. It's reflective of the ongoing progress that we are making in terms of water quality over the last decade.
David, there was quite a political presence at this opening of the treatment plant this morning. Are the government trying to push the message that they are on top of the infrastructure issue?
Well, I think the key issue here is really that at the end of last year, Irish Water said that it only can support water connections for 35,000 homes a year. However, under the government's plan, it's supposed to be building 41,000 homes a year, and industry observers say they need to be building around 60,000 homes a year. There's been controversy about the funding for Irish Water. Obviously, the Arklow wastewater plant is a key one in terms of future development, but I think overall, electricity and water are going to be key in terms of ensuring that Ireland meets that huge housing crisis that it now faces. And a lot of developers are raising questions about their access to the water network. On the other hand, Irish Water is saying if a developer simply goes off and secures planning in a field that isn't on the water network, it costs a huge amount to get that water out there, and it wants developers to develop on sites which are already connected with the Irish water network. I think that's the key.
David, thank you very much. Our economics editor David Murphy reporting there from Arklow in County Wicklow.